Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How do you cut your sandwiches? Because there has been the great sandwich survey of 2021, and I've already got the results.
And you're talking just a traditional sandwich, and I assume... Are you asking, do you cut it in half or do you cut it diagonally? Yeah.
Which way are you cutting, straight or diagonally? The Great Sandwich Survey says 54% are cutting their sandwiches diagonal. And
yes.
I don't, Nick.
What?
I cut them horizontal.
No. Yep. Diagonal. Let me tell you why.
Why?
The corners are more fun to bite into.
I don't know about that.
And I want pointy corners.
6449850. It's the great sandwich debate. Where does buffalo fall? You cut your sandwich.
Yeah, I would rather bite into a triangle than I don't need two rectangles. What am I gonna do with that? Two triangles though? Hello.
Horizontal. No. See, because I think it looks more like a sandwich when you cut it horizontally.
Okay. PBJ, grilled cheese, diagonal. If it's a heavy loaded like meat sandwich with some roasted beef and some whatever and nice tomato, whatever, then I'm going to go halves on that one because I want to see what's inside this great creation.
I like that presentation of the layers you get from that horizontal.
Okay, so I'll give you halves if it's a meat-based sandwich. But if we're talking just a grilled cheese, which is usually what's being served up, or a PBJ, diagonal all the way because the triangle corners are way more fun to bite into. And I think 54% of people will agree with this guy right here.
6449850, it's the great sandwich debate. Hi, Kiss. Good morning. Oh, I have to. Weez, can you do it from your end? 6449850. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Hi. This is the sandwich debate. This is Danielle.
Yes, Danielle. How do you cut your sandwich?
It depends on the bread that I am using. If it's rye bread, I typically go down straight. But if it's like a whole wheat or a square type of a bread, I'll go diagonal. But then a roll, I'll go straight.
Yeah, it would be hard to do rye diagonal because it's not. It's a weird shape.
It's a roundy shape.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, I made a lot of sandwiches going through college at a place, so I am like a nut about how my sandwiches are and where the lettuce has to go.
Yeah.
It is like that's a whole nother debate.
where were you making sandwiches? What was your preparation place?
There was a little place on Elmwood called XL that I worked at during school. So I make tons of sandwiches, but the lettuce always has to go on the bottom. So I get upset at a restaurant if it's on the top.
Danielle, was Excel the little market that had the guy there who was obsessed with no cell phones? Was that Excel?
Yes, sir.
Yep, I remember that guy. He was obsessed about no goal, and if you walked in there with a cell phone, you would get berated by that guy.
Yes, but they had the best sandwiches in Buffalo.
Yeah,
so
they did.
I miss it.
All right, so tell me one more time because you on the third type of bread I got lost a little bit. So tell me how you do your sandwiches.
Okay, rye bread straight, like a whole wheat or a white bread diagonal. But a roll straight because you certainly can't cut that, you know, diagonal.
Right. All right. A lot of thought has been put into that. We appreciate you calling. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. It's the great sandwich debate. How do you cut your sandwich?
I got to go with Nick. I'm about half and half. It depends on what it is. If it's a meat sandwich, it's definitely half, so you can see the layers.
Mm-hmm.
If it's if it's a grilled cheese or peanut butter and jelly or like a tuna melt or something like that, then we do diagonal. All
right. Like, do you just stop with one peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I mean, couldn't you do one diagonal, one
Let's
horizontal?
Let's not get into the judgment zone.
It's not the same. I've always been, you know, since I was little, it was always diagonal. It's just, that's how mom cut it, so that's how we eat it.
Okay, fair enough. I'm shocked you're siding with Nick.
54%er.
I still love you. 6449850, the great sandwich debate. 28% of us cut horizontally. Like, that's the way to do it. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Renee.
Renee, how do you cut your sandwich?
I cut it vertically.
Vertically.
Yeah, like, because if you get the split top white bread, you got to cut between the split.
Okay. And so you're cutting it vertically. You're the only person in the world that does this. You realize that, right?
Yes, I know. It's weird, but I like it.
Now, when you cut your sandwich vertically, that didn't even make the great sandwich survey, by the way. When you cut your sandwich vertically and you give it to somebody on a plate, do they look at you like, what?
No, I've cut my kids' sandwiches like this since they were born.
You realize that someday, again, they'll have to go into a lunchroom and eat that that vertical sandwich, and all their friends are going to be like, what is happening?
I'm sure that they get diagonal cut sandwiches at school, but I always cut it vertically.
Okay. We'll do another therapy session on this one, but right now we have to continue with our great sandwich.
Yeah, we're going to see you next Thursday around 9.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura, the results of the Great Sandwich Survey for 2021 are out. 54% of people say they cut their sandwiches diagonal like Nick. 28% say they cut them horizontal like me. What about you?
Okay, so here's the thing. I am a mom, and I have two mom hacks. I have, well, my twins will be 18 in a couple months, and my son is going to be 15 in a couple months. So they're older, but when they were littler, I used cookie cutters. And I made different shapes out of their sandwiches.
That's cute.
So, yeah, like take like a big flower cutter or a star or a heart or whatever, and then make the sandwich and then, you know, use the cookie cutter right in the sandwich and then just discard the rest. My other hack is instead of using butter for sandwiches like grilled cheese and that, use mayonnaise.
All right, so when do you do the mayonnaise goes? I was just making grilled cheeses, and I was telling Jeff about this, but do you put the mayonnaise on the mayonnaise on the outside of the bread?
Yes, instead of butter. You do it exactly the way you would a grilled cheese. You just put the mayonnaise on, then you put the mayonnaise side of the bread down on the pan, and because mayonnaise is just oil and eggs, it makes this kind of really yummy. I don't know. It just has a different flavor to it than the butter, which typically you use salted butter, and it has a bit of a salty flavor. The mayonnaise has more of like a, well, almost like a deep fried flavor, but it's really good. So just like a light coating of mayonnaise and use it just like you would butter, but just omit the butter and use mayo.
I'll tell you, I liked everything you said except one thing.
What is that?
I think we're all listening thinking, wait, you're going to discard that extra bread and sandwich stuff?
Yeah, I was not thrilled with that.
Are we sure we're not eating that? Like, I would maybe take a bite of it.
I'm sorry to cut you off. There's a lag on my phone. I'm on my car. But there it needs to be a big cookie cutter. You know, you can buy different sized ones. So I would try and find the biggest cutters I could. And then it would really just be the corners I would be cutting out, really.
That's amazing.
Which is basically the crust, which they wouldn't eat anyways.
You say your twins are 18. What's the cutoff age for making their star and flour sandwiches?
19.
Okay, so I also make these things called Mom McMuffins. They named it, not me. It's basically like the Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, but I make it myself at home. So I still make those. And I
love
will
it.
Still cut that out for them when they request it. So when they're sick or whatever, I'll still do those things for them. So there really is going to never be a cutoff age. Because once a mom, always a mom. So they still get the hot, flour sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
Of course
we do. We do Meg McMuffins here at the house.
Meg McMuffins? Yep. There you go.
Hey, that's really cute. Yeah, my kids are like, these are cool. We should call them Mom McMuffins. And it stuck. And that was like
15 years ago.
Listen, you get an extra star for being a mom of twins. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Hi, Kiss 98.5. It's the Great Sandwich Survey. Who's this?
Rich.
Rich, you sound like you are a voice of reason when you're cutting your sandwiches diagonally or horizontally.
Neither, in a circle.
Come on.
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Come on. I'm a dad of four kids. I got it. They want them in a circle.
How?
So I take a big coffee mug.
Oh.
In the middle. Boom. Done. Yeah. No crust. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's it. And then
Doesn't the sandwich ever get stuck in the cup?
You just tap the top of the cup and boom, it comes right out.
Okay.
Boom, they're happy.
All right.
They got circles.
How many kids did you say you have?
Four.
Four kids. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I still have a lot of hair and I'm not gray or bald. So I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It seemed like a good idea back in the day, didn't it?
I guess, yeah.
Have kids, they say. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be so fun. Where is your secret hiding spot, Rich?
Secret hiding spot? Oh, my God. You got to have tons of secret hiding spots,
mm-hmm.
like under the stairs in the basement or, you know, in the garage somewhere, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. hide snacks. But they always mm-hmm. find them.
Oh, no,
right?
I'm talking about your secret hiding spot. Where do you hide when they're calling, Dad, where do you hide?
Where do I hide?
Yeah.
I just go for a ride.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a good there guy go. Right there.
Yeah, I don't know about your house, but in my house, when it comes to, like, the snacks, it's like, you know what, if you find it, you can eat it. Like, everyone tries to hide their favorite stuff, but there's enough battles, I'm not getting in that battle. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a crazy battle. It is.
It is a crazy battle. Appreciate the round sandwich cut. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Grace.
Grace, it's the Great Sandwich Debate. The sandwich survey of 2021 came out. 54% of people cut their sandwich diagonal. How about you?
You guys are all doing way too much. You just have to fold it in half, put peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other side, fold it in half, and you're done.
Who are you making the sandwich for?
I like
for?
That idea better.
No.
Yes, I do.
There's nothing pretty about that. Who's eating this sandwich? That's a quick way to do it. I appreciate that, but the knife is right there in the hand, spreading the peanut butter. I say give it a cut. Yeah, so 54% say they cut their sandwiches diagonally. 28% cut horizontally. Rich makes circles, and 18% of the people say they don't cut them at all. And by the way, 84% of us eat our sandwich with a crust on. That's the Great Sandwich Debate. This is Kiss 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.